Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to the month of May, May 17th. And as always, we're really excited to have Dr. Connie on. We had actually moved the dates around this month. We normally don't do that. So for next month, Dr. Connie will be on the first Tuesday, which is where she belongs. And that's going to be Tuesday, June 7th. So make sure to tune in next month to listen to Dr. Connie McNeil. This show is called In the Arms of the Angels, and we have all kinds of exciting stuff for the show this evening. And you're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. To find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, we always love for you to reach out and take a look at the special freebies and giveaways and services that Dr. Connie has. And you can find her website at www.drconniesays, that's drconniesays.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, all yours.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone. As Mark said, we're halfway through May now. So I'm excited to be here, and as always, it's an honor to be speaking with you this evening. On the half hour, I will be giving free angel card readings. I always enjoy using my Archangel Michael cards. He is the angel for life purpose. He is the angel for protection. He's one of the most popular, I guess. If people were going to list any archangels, Michael would be one of the first that people would say. So, if you would care to have an angel card reading starting at the half hour, then I would be very honored and privileged to see what the angel has to say for you. I would like to start this evening with prayer. So, if you could please slow yourselves down long enough to join with me, please. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, I call upon you now that you would surround us from wall to wall. Lord Jesus and Metatron, I pray that you would be with us above us. Mother Gaia, I pray that you would be below us, that you would root our feet into the ground with roots that are deep enough, wide enough, and sufficient enough for this time together, while you soar our souls into the heavens so that everything is that is said here and done here is for our highest good and for our journey forward, and all else be gone. Thank you. So what I'd like to do tonight is talk to you about being in the desert. As much as we talk about the excitement of living a spiritual life, and it is, there are times when it just seems like nothing is happening or that everything is going wrong. And sometimes people get to wondering, and I myself included, kind of what's going on and why can't things be easier? So I wanted to talk to you about a story in the Bible and how it relates to us in our lifetime here today. So we're going to talk about being in the desert. You're probably familiar with the biblical account of Moses leading the Israelite captives out of bondage so that they could enter the land that God promised them that was said to be flowing with milk and honey. And it is amazing how relevant this story is for us today. When you look at the story metaphorically, you see it is about freeing our thoughts from bondage of lack and limitation and opening ourselves to receive what the universe has for us. Keeping our focus on where the universe is leading us. At the time of Moses, the Israelites had been in captivity for over 200 years. So everyone there had been born into slavery. They knew no other way to live or think other than what their parents and grandparents and generations before them had lived. So they grew up with a mindset of poverty, hard work, punishment for not following the rules, walking and thinking the way of another. So there was no individuality, there were no dreams, there were no goals. And kind of a way that this is the way that life is, and this is the way that it's always going to be. Now, some of you can probably relate to a degree with living or growing up in an environment that was restrictive in some way. So just as the Israelites were enslaved because of their physical environment, we can also be enslaved because of not only our physical environment, but the mindset that is produced in that physical environment. So just as the bondage of slavery restricts the flow of life, so does living with negative thoughts. While you may not live under a tyrant's rule, you are living within the confinement of your thoughts. Many of your thoughts keep you captive. For example, you work at a job that is not fulfilling and think you have to stay there because there are no jobs. You continue to associate with people who do not inspire or encourage you, but they're your friends and you're just going to kind of stick with them. You once had dreams. You once had desires to do or have something, but you may have given up, and those dreams and desires now collect dust on a shelf. You may have taken on the perceptions of others. For example, a teacher told you that you could not do something or that you would never be able to do something. Your family or friends or community heavily influence what you should do for work, who you should marry, how you should worship, how you should live. Money doesn't grow on trees. People in our family don't get the lucky breaks. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Girls don't go there or do that or are attracted to the same gender. Individuals with transgender thoughts are mentally sick. So what other pearls of wisdom were handed to you by your family, friends, or community? Well, mindsets are now so familiar to you that you don't even know that you think them. Every time you take on the belief of another that you know in your heart is wrong, you violate your sacredness. You violate your God self. You become a slave to someone else's ideas of how things should be done every time. It's time to wake up and reclaim yourself and your purpose for being in the world. For the universe is always watching over you, even if you feel you may not believe that changes are going to happen in your current life space. So you look around. You're living in certain circumstances. They seem like they've always been that way, and you can't see how things are ever going to be different. This may be the same way that the Israelites felt. They were going about their job, their daily duties, thinking nothing would ever change, and then one day the universe said, "It's time for the next phase of the journey." Moses was sent in to speak with the Pharaoh with a message that God wanted the Israelites freed, which of course was not met well by the ruler. He became so angry that he made life even more difficult for his slaves. Through a series of cataclysmic events, Moses was finally granted permission to take the Israelites out of Egypt. So this is especially important to remember. When the universe opens doors of opportunity for you, no force can close them. The universe has promised each of you a promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a place where your natural gifts and talents can be used, an enjoyable, blissful environment, abundant in all things, health, wealth, expressing yourself in enjoyable ways. But entrance to the promised land may mean changes in the way you think and learning to trust in the guidance, wisdom, and benevolence of the universe. These changes may necessitate a time in the desert. It may get harder before it gets easier. Being in the desert is a time to cleanse, purge the toxins from your thoughts, the thoughts that you have created, and the thoughts that are creating your environment. What you think matters. You are constantly adding to the collective thoughts of those on this planet. None of us are here by accident. Your thoughts either contribute to bringing peace or chaos to the world. So changing your thoughts is vital for the well-being of yourself and this world we call home. So it may not matter to you if you're thinking, if you're having jealous thoughts. Somebody got the job you wanted. Somebody's getting married and you're not getting married. Somebody has more money than you. It may not seem like it's having an effect when you are living in fear and you wonder how you're going to pay your bills, where you're going to get food, you know, where you're going to get money for this or that. But the energy that is produced by the thoughts that you have, whether you ever say them out loud or not, whether anybody ever knows of them or not, the energy that is produced by those thoughts adds to the collective thoughts of everybody else on the planet. So you're either adding to the peace pile of your thoughts or you're adding to the chaos pile of your thoughts. Your thoughts are not benign. Your thoughts are active energy. Your thoughts produce your environment. Do not ever think that if you have a negative thought that it just goes into nothing because, oops, I didn't mean to think that, or, oh, I know that's bad, but I'm going to think it anyway. We have a responsibility. Being on this planet, we chose to be here. Everybody on the planet chose to be here at this time. And as a collective unit, we have the opportunity, we have the ability to live in harmony and live in peace. But one of the ways that will contribute to that is to take responsibility for the way that you think, that your thoughts matter. Your thoughts are important. They are not, they're not just benign energy that floats up into nothing. They collect. The fear energy collects the love energy collects. So if you want to make a better world, watch what you think. If something pops into your head and is not a positive or not moving you in a loving direction, then change your thoughts. Be vigilant about how you think. Be vigilant about what you dwell on, what you watch, what you read. That's why it's important to be mindful of the people that you hang around, the environment that you go into, because you are so powerful, because you matter, because you're a piece of the cosmic puzzle. What you do counts. So don't ever look in the mirror and say, I don't like you, because you are a vital part of the collective manifestation of God. So being in the desert is an important part of changing the way that you think. Being in the desert is an important part of moving you out of an environment that you're used to. Once you get moved out of an environment that you're used to, it will be easier for you to change the way that you think. You may not be physically moved out of the environment, but spiritually the environment changes around you. Once the universe opens up opportunities for you to start moving toward your own promised land. Most people want to skip the desert part of their journey because being in the desert is not a fun place. It's a place to grow, to learn life lessons, to heal wounds, to become aware of your place in the world. Again, you are not here by accident. You have a purpose and you matter. There is a plan for you, and the desert is where all of the newness comes together. Once you truly accept that the universe has a promised land for you, bigger, better than, it's bigger, better, more amazing than you could ever dare to hope or dream, then you naturally want to step right into it. However, in order to fully enjoy promised land, you need to be prepared for it. If the universe dropped everything into your lap, all the abundance that was in store for you, it would be overwhelming. So the universe makes you ready to fully receive all the splendor that is yours. Now, Moses and his people had their time in the desert as well. They had crossed the Red Sea and were safely out of the clutches of their former life. This was a significant change in their life. At one time, all their needs were provided for by the Pharaoh, but it came at a high price: their freedom. They were fed, clothed, and housed. Now their benefactor was gone. Can you imagine what they must have felt? The thrill of being out from under a tyrant's thumb and the uncertainty of how they will survive. Time in the desert is an invitation to plant your faith in universal support, to align with grace and mercy, to know you are not alone. The biblical account states that God provided for their daily need. Every day, he provided food to sustain them for that day. Those who tried to hoard food found that the food was spoiled the next day. Why? Because they needed to learn to totally trust in a new benefactor, which was God. When they were thirsty, water was provided by flowing out of the rocks. They journeyed to the promised land, but then they were afraid to go in. Many wanted to return to slavery. The Bible states that the children of Israel roamed in the desert for 40 years. Some believe this is a literal number, and some believe it refers to going through a trial or testing period. Either way, it is important to understand that the choice to remain in the desert was the people's. They could have also chosen to march boldly into where God was leading them. So sometimes you may blame others or the economy or your age or your health or your current circumstances for making life be difficult. You're not getting where you want to go. Nothing seems to be working out. But in actuality, the universe is saying, go, it's time. So that remember that when you practice negative thinking, then you are just as enslaved as the Israelites were when they were under Pharaoh's rule in Egypt. The doubt, fear, resentment, jealousy, criticism, judgment, anxiety, depression, greed, discouragement, anger, hopelessness, these thoughts are what keep you enslaved to a way of being that cannot exist in your promised land. A new way of thinking is open to you by a loving universe. Just as God provided for the Israelites while in the desert, the universe provides for you. It may not look the way you expect, but know that what you need for the day is offered to you if you are aware of it. You too have an opportunity to learn reliance on the universe. The newness of freedom was so uncomfortable for some of these former slaves that many of them whined, complained, and wanted to go back to Egypt, back to being a slave. You may feel the same way. Staying in your current mindset is certainly easier than disciplining your thoughts to positivity and moving away from the toxic thoughts that keep you from living the life you were meant to have. Maintaining the diligence and intention to stay in faith regardless of your circumstances may not be easy. Showing kindness to someone who treats you badly or forgiving someone who did you wrong is an act of true spiritual maturity. Some of you may be thinking that you do practice positive thoughts, that you don't really have a lot of negativity in your life. And I truly hope that that's true. And I hope that everybody hearing my voice is basking on the beach in your promised land. But just to be sure, I would invite you to take a look at your circumstances. Is there anything there you do not like? For example, how's your job going? How's your living environment? How's your health? Your finances? Your friendships? Romance? True freedom to be who you are and what you want to be. Adequate time to rest, vacation, engage in your hobbies, and be honest with yourself. Your thoughts usher you into your promised land, living in love, forgiveness, compassion, faith, harmony, honoring the differences of others, respecting yourself, others, and the planet. The universe is inviting you to see if there are areas in your life where you still wander in the desert and offers assistance from angels, ascended masters, gods, goddesses, light beings, those who have gone before, spirit guides. This is not a solo journey, nor is it a perfect one. The universe is seeking you out to usher you into all the wonders it has for you. You don't have to strive or be anxious whether you'll find the universe's best. And you are not bad or doing anything wrong by having a desert experience. In fact, you are doing everything right. This is an opportunity to turn these areas that you do not like, that are not working for your highest, that cause you discomfort at any level. This is an opportunity to turn those areas that you struggle with, the fears, doubts, anger, over to the universe for healing. And it may be comforting for you to know that what you are seeking is actually seeking you. That while you are looking for that job, financial independence, the love of your life, health, the deep desires of your heart, what you are seeking is because it is emanating from the godness in you, it's actually seeking you as well. So if you can keep that in mind, it might help you in those times when you don't feel like anything's happening, that nothing is changing, that it's never going to change, and you can't figure out how to get from A to B. To know that all of the good stuff, all of the yummy stuff, all of the stuff that is yours by your birthright is actually hurtling its way to you if you will stay in faith, if you will stay in positive thinking, if you meditate and listen to the small voice inside of you, then you may be amazed on what the universe has for you. So we will have times, we will always have times of roaming in the desert because there will always be a higher level and a higher calling. Those dreams that you have that I spoke of, that may be collecting dust on the shelf, I would challenge you to take those down and wipe the dust away and put the secrets in safely in your heart. And I would also encourage you not to tell anybody, because people that are fearful will tell you that you can't do it. People who are jealous will tell you that you can't do it. So this is something that needs to be, guarded very carefully as something very tender that you're growing, something very tender that you want to nourish. So don't be telling everybody, don't get on to tell everybody that you've dusted your dreams off and you're going to open a shop or whatever it is you want to do. You can tell a trusted friend. It's always good to have someone to help you pray and support you, but just be mindful of who you want to share your most sacred dreams with. So, Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and give out the number. Anybody wants to call in for reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. The phone number is actually listed right on your player window if you're looking for it. To find out more about the show and other shows, go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, we love to give out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. That's drconniesays.com. And you know what I love? Can you give me the monthly reading?
I am going to give you the monthly reading. I will do that. I will do that first in case somebody calls in for a reading. All right. As always, I'm using Archangel Michael. Again, he is the angel that you can go to for life purpose. If the times when I wander in the desert, Michael is the one that I call on because he's also the angel of protection. And he's a big, powerful angel, and it's always nice to have big, powerful beings on your side. So I find that Michael doesn't say a lot. He's not a chatty guy at all. He's very, very short in his speech, but what he says is, is spot on. He just doesn't spend a lot of time really chatting. So you need to listen because it's going to be a simple message, but it's going to be a very brief message when you call on him. All right, so alrighty. Okay, so this actually has, there's three different messages here. The first message dovetails into what I was speaking about of if you're going through a desert experience, if you're going through a time when you are very uncertain, if things are just not shifting for you and you wonder if things are ever going to change, then Michael tells you that it's very important that you bring in God and you bring in the angels to help you through the situation. Again, you do not have to go through your situations alone. If you call in on the angels, and I will have to check, but on my website, I did have a list of all the angels, and well, not all of them, but about 15 of them, and what they do. I know that my website was kind of cleaned up, so if you can check out my website, but I will go on that tonight and make sure that that's still there, and if it's not, I will get that up for you at drconniesays.com. So if you have a specific issue, you can look down that list and you can ask for these particular angels. Michael is saying, lean on the universe, lean on spirit, and lean on the angels for support. Also, when
hey,
Michael,
Dr. Cunny.
Huh?
Yeah, that link is on the main page.
Oh, it is there. Okay, good. All right, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
yep.
So I encourage you, this is like having a army of professionals at your side at any time. And if you just ask them to come in, you will be amazed at what can happen. Maybe not so much externally, but internally. And as you strengthen internally, then you find that you can change things externally. When you start talking to the angels, they are going to talk back to you. You are going to get their messages a lot of times by just how you feel. Feels wrong, if you're checked about it, if your gut says, I don't think so, that's most likely the angels talking to you. So what Michael is saying is to honor and trust your feelings. Go by what feels right for you. And if you're hanging around people and you feel, if you come home and you're feeling drained and tired, then if you're watching a show and it's just not feeling right for you, you need to start paying attention to that, because this is the year when God is going to be pulling a lot of people up to a higher level, or up to a greater degree of responsibility. Because again, we're responsible for shifting the planet, and we're going to do that by our thoughts and by our commitment to being the best we can be. So honor and trust your feelings and keep your eyes on your targeted intention. Once you take your dream, your desire, these secret desires, and you blow the dust off and you put them in a sacred space, then keep your focus on that. And when you make your decisions, does it move you closer to that dream, or does it move you further away? And that may help guide you in how you make some of your decisions. Michael is always asking you to explore your options. So there are many ways that you can live your life. There are many ways that you can have your spiritual experience. It's like having a smorgasbord. You can just go and pick as much of what you want and leave what you don't want. So you are not bound by a rigid rule. A lot of us grew up in rigid environments where we didn't have choices and we didn't have options. And Michael is saying that the whole world is open for you. So what do you want to create? Lastly, there's a great many people who need a healing touch. When we stay in negativity, it's like picking up dust balls that just kind of collect in our outside of our aura and in our energy body. So getting some healing work will clean you out and sort of help the energy flow easier through you. So I would highly suggest that you find an energy worker. You can call me. If I'm not a good fit for you, I know a slew of other people that would be able to help you out, or find a local energy worker. You'll be led to the person you're supposed to work with. But Michael is saying that Michael is saying that everybody hearing this message right now needs to have some sort of energy work, because those that are listening to this message tonight needed to hear it. Those that are listening either are in the desert or are going to be going through the desert, and they need to have the assistance from the angels. And a lot of people have been stewing in negative thoughts, fear, depression, anxiety, sort of the oh my godness of life. And this is an opportunity to get you out of the juices that you've been stewing in. So that's what Michael has for the month of May. What I would like to do for the next few minutes is a meditation, and leave you guys with a meditation for this evening. So what I'd like for you to do is sit in a comfortable spot, and I would like for you to just take some deep breaths and just allow yourself to relax. Every time you inhale, you're collecting whatever tension you're feeling in your back, your neck, your facial muscles, your stomach, even down to your hips and thighs. Are you allowing yourself to fully allow your body to rest on whatever you're sitting or lying on? So take some deep breaths and close your eyes and ask for, if you have angels or guides or whomever is comfortable for you, if you have someone, ask them to come in. And now I want you to ask your guides or angels, whoever's there, or if no one's there, your higher self, that is there anything that is keeping you or taking you away from being the best you can be? Is there anything that may take away from all that the universe has for you? So take a few moments. For example, does the family or church or community doctrine, is it a good fit for you? Are you holding resentment or unforgiveness? Are you jealous of what someone has or what someone did? Are you in fear that there is not enough? Not enough money, not enough opportunities, not enough career placements, not enough internship slots, that there is no more, you know, good guys or good girls out there to meet and fall in love with? Are you living under the mindset of, I can't, it's too hard, I can't, it never happens, I can't, and that seems to be kind of a mantra for you? Once you get your areas of concerns, once you lay them out, then give them to whoever is there with you. And if you're not imagining anyone, if you're not seeing anyone, and I want you to imagine a balloon with a basket. And I want you to put all of this stuff in the basket. And I just want you to see it floating away. For those of you who have angels or guides or somebody there, then give this collection of areas of concerns to them. This is not an accident that you're listening to this tonight. This is not an accident that you're in this meditation. This is a God-given opportunity. The universe deigned you to be here so that you have a wake-up call and an awareness that this particular area in your life can change forever. If you will be mindful of calling in God and the angels, of doing energy work, of knowing that you have options. So thank your guides. Thank your angels. Thank yourself. And then allow yourself to come back, come back and be present. So what I would like to do is have a closing prayer. And Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, and we have a caller. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I was going to do a closing prayer, but we'll do a caller. Absolutely.
All right, Patty, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, you know, I think I was listening to your show, and I would like to know if I could get a message, because I feel like I'm in the situation that you just described, right? I've run into some obstacles and some financial issues, and as much as I think I've turned it over to someone to take care of, I feel like I'm spinning.
Okay. All right. Michael's telling me, has this been an issue that's been going on for a while?
2 months.
Okay. Has it been fairly significant?
Yes.
Okay. Michael is telling me that you're not all the way into your body. I'm going to do a reading, but one thing that you can do is you can ask Mother Gaia to ground your feet and root your feet into the ground. So before I do, while I'm shuffling the cards to do this reading, if you're in a position where you could put your feet flat on the ground and you could just ask Mother Gaia to root your feet into the ground, it will help kind of put you back in your body, and then you won't feel like you're spinning so much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But you just do, you do that while I'm shuffling. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Patty.
Patty. Okay. Thank you, Patty. Actually, you brought up a very important point of when we're going through a lot of shift and the universe is moving things, we do kind of feel like that everything is moving faster than we can keep up with. And it's important to stay grounded. I tell you what, gotta love Michael. Okay, here's what he says for you. You're going to love this, by the way. He's saying for you to have confidence that everything is, you're going through something that you were meant to go through for your growth. So you or nobody else has done anything wrong per se. It's just that everything is laying out this way for your growth. So if you will have confidence that everything is going to work out, if you will believe and trust that the universe has got your back, if you can stay in faith, if you can stay in the belief that the universe is a benevolent, loving guidance system, then what you will have will be a favorable outcome.
Okay.
Also, Michael wants you to go outside and be outside and spend some time, you know, with the wind blowing through your hair kind of thing. Get outside in nature, and that will also help shift you. Well, there's a lot of spirit and a lot of angel forces in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that you have to do except watch your thoughts and just be in prayer, but also be in a attitude that this is exactly what was supposed to happen in your life, and and the outcome is going to be exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess if there's an end, it makes sense. That's what's been so trying, is that it just, this issue just keeps spinning out of control.
Well, it's only spinning out of control because you're making up a story that it's spinning out of control. If you made up a story that this is going exactly the way God needed it to go for my growth and for the good, the highest good of everybody involved, then it doesn't quite look like it's spinning so much out of control. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm having a little trouble getting there right now.
But it's okay. That's part of your desert experience. That's part of the shifting to, you know, God's got my back. And the it's important to understand that the result that you want is racing toward you as fast as you're wanting to race toward it. Because as Michael says, that there's going to be a favorable outcome. So, you know, I don't know what your issue is, but it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Have confidence and really believe and trust that this thing is going to work out not only for your highest, but the highest of everyone involved.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Taking...
You're welcome, Patty. My pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Thank you, Patty. And hold on for 1 second. Switchboard's being kind of slow today. All right. I hope I said this right. Is it Ellen? Ellen, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Ellen.
No,
how are you?
Just fine, Dr. Connie, and thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I would like an angel reading. I'll have to admit, I'm not at one of the happiest days of my life right now. I'm not. And it would be nice to get a message from Archangel Michael or another angel regarding in life. Or whatever advice they can give me.
Okay. a lot of, I don't know if you heard the show tonight, but a lot of it had to do with being in the desert and learning how to trust God. And those are actually the card that you got, two cards that you got from Michael, was he really needs you to be mindful of how you're thinking. Are your thoughts positive? Are they moving you into a are you finding that you're fearful? Are you finding that you're faithful? So be very mindful of your thoughts and be confident that things are going to work out.
Okay.
There are going to be opportunities that are going to be opening for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, there's something that you either were or could be very passionate about. And it's finding, it's either finding a new passion or rekindling the passion that you once had.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Because one of the things, yes.
Okay. It's either that the opportunities are going to open up, which will help you rekindle your passion or find your passion, or you'll find your passion and then the opportunities will open up. But they're going to be right next to each other, okay?
Yes.
And there's a tarot card that has to do with the wheel of fortune of moving, like the tarot cards moving up, and that's another card that I got for you. Was that, I'm not pulling tarot, but that's the card, I have a card here that reminds me of the Wheel of Fortune. So something is shifting for you to the positive.
Wonderful.
So if you can put yourself in the mind frame of being on a Ferris wheel and you're going toward the top now, so you get to see the whole big thing, get back into your passion. Get back into a belief that God's got your back and everything is going to be great and that you're going to be able to have opportunities to manifest that passion for you.
Okay. That's a wonderful reading, and it gives me hope. And I want to say thank you, Dr. Connie, for taking the time to do that for me.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure. My pleasure. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Connie, thank you, Ellen, for calling in. Dr. Connie, if you could do a reading for me, I'd love to see you hit that new deck that you've been talking about.
Oh, the new card?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay.
And specifically, my question is around just the different types of health challenges I've had recently in the last 2 months.
Okay. Do you ever look at Louise Hayes, the metaphysical, for different body parts?
No, I don't think I've ever looked at that.
Oh, okay. Part of what you're going through right now is a shift in your inner being, learning how to trust. You trust your higher self, but it's even trusting more in your higher self, in the goal that you have for yourself, in your plan, in your purpose, in your future. And the vision that you have should be very big, and it should be very bold, and it should be exactly what you want. It should be that when you get up in the morning, you can't wait to step into that thing that you want to do. That's the vision, and it's fine tuning. It's like I'm seeing a tuning fork now that's on the inside of you, and when you really hit the degree, you're so powerful and you're so good at what you do that when you hit that degree of boldness and openness that the universe really has for you. It's like you're going to hear the ping of that tuning fork, and you're going to know that you are right on target. Does that make sense? Are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I was muted. Yeah, that's amazing. I love this new deck. Right
on
target.
And it could be the physical stuff is related to it, but something within you is starting to stir. There is something within you that's ready to, the word is erupt. I don't know that you're going to actually erupt, but you're going to actually flow over. That the work that you are going to do is like it's going to flow over into so many people and touch so many people's lives. It's like a wave that goes out. And it's dying to be written, and it's dying to come out. So it's trusting that inner self of you so that you step into that big, bold vision that you're destined to go into. Because the job you have now ain't it.
Okay.
Just telling you. What you're doing now ain't it. So get ready. Get ready. If you're really stepping into your stuff, it's going to be a whole new thing for you.
That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's do the closing prayer.
Why don't you give us all a blessing? I really like your blessings.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and send out Diksha, which is a blessing also to everybody who's listening to the show or anybody who is listening to a replay or listens to any show or watches any TV show on TV. I'm going to just shoot this out to everything on the planet, every animal, sending loving, healing energy to the planet. I send love and energy to all the people who feel alone. I send healing energy to all the people who feel that they're in sickness and are never going to feel ever good again. I send love and energy to all the people who are sad, depressed, angry, upset, frustrated. We send love to all of you and let you know that you're never alone. You're always surrounded by your loved ones. You're surrounded by the angels. You're always loved. And lots of times, a lot of the stories you tell yourself are just stories you're telling yourself. You're actually this most powerful, amazing being that you could ever be. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. In closing, I say thank you to the ancestors, guides, the higher self, the archangels, the elementals, the fairies, the dolphins, the whales, the ETs of 100% white light, the ascended masters, the archangels, mother, father, God, universe. Thank you, Dr. Connie, for all you do.
And for you, Wilders Mark, thank you.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to Dr. Connie McNeil in the Arms of the Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.